It'll be second down and 11 to go with 8 minutes to go in our second quarter. WLAW Sports. And the Warriors break over the ball out of the I formation. Shane Maurer going in tight as the quarterback. Looks to the right side, goes to the halfback. He's going to be a keeper, but will get sacked in the backfield.
Looks like number 12, Jared Philpott. He got in there in a hurry. As soon as that ball was snapped, Shane was running for his life on that one.
I think Philpott, he either read it or he was really lucky, because one of the two, because if he'd have missed that halfback on the handoff, North Huron Warriors were going to pick up about 10 or 15. But I think he read it. He was really moving his head around. He saw there wasn't a handoff. It was a nice fake. But as the Warriors tried to keep it and roll out to the right side to get a pass off, the Deckerville Eagles chased him right down into the backfield, so it's going to be a loss of a few yards. That'll make it third and 19. 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Handoff again going to 23. That's Dalton Gallick. He's going to twist and turn and pick up a few yards, but the Warriors needed some big yardage on that. 4 or 5 yards isn't going to be enough.
Nope. You can see the athleticism that Gallick has when he gets the ball. He's the player, wasn't in a lot of games last year. Towards the end of the season, he was. He's just going to be a junior, and he's another one of those bright spots that I know Coach Fisher's looking to for the rest of this season and going into next year.
Big, strong player out there, and he twist and turn, and he probably shouldn't have the 5 or 6 yards that he got on that play, but it was that second and third effort that picked him up a few yards. So it'll be fourth and 17. The Warriors will go for it. We've got a delay of game called against the North Huron Warriors, so we'll transfer a few players out. Number 62, Alex Bichette's going to head to the sidelines.
We'll see if that 5 extra yards changes Coach Fisher's plans.
Well, fourth and 22. A little discussion, and we're going to split. We've got 3 linemen down for the Warriors. Split out right side. 2 backs looking here. We're going to kick it off. I almost thought he might go for a fake pass. Nice kick. That ball's rolling down the 20, the 15, and almost to the 10-yard line. So nice boot by the Warriors with 6:10 to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, that was a nice kick by Pete Pinot, and it looked like maybe the Deckerville defense wasn't so sure that North Huron wasn't going to go for it as well, because they didn't have anybody back there.
Yeah, it looked like it. You're right. They didn't have anybody back to return the punt, but what do you do? You've got 2 guys split out on both sides. If you go back to punt, return the punt, then they're going to burn you and throw a quick pass. That might have been an option. I haven't seen any of the Warriors' practices, but I can probably guess that Coach Fisher has that one somewhere in the books.
I think so.
And another flag out on the field. And we got a motion call on the Deckerville Eagles. So 6:07 to go here in our second quarter. Again, the score is 16-0. First and 15 now for the Deckerville Eagles. Eagles are to the left facing your radio. Warriors now to the right.
Well, if nothing else, for the Warrior defense, they're going to see if the Eagles can drive the field on them, because they're inside their own 10, and that hasn't been the case.
Well, they've had the ball at just about the worst field starting position for the Eagles has been about the 45-yard line, and most have been 49 or 50-yard line to start off. So they're going to have to get the whole field. So handoff on the left side. Oh, another lost tackle. 2, 3 lost tackles. 4 missed tackles on the Warriors. Is number 4 for the Deckerville Eagles. Ryan Stone ran off the left tackle, and he broke at least 4 good tackles. Well, about as good as they were going to get when you're tackling with your hands.
Yeah, and again, they're just all high. You know, they need to start going below those numbers.
First down and 15. That's not right. We'll get it corrected to be first and 10. And a run up the middle. There's nothing there for the Deckerville Eagles. In on the tackle, 66, Peter Pino. 74 is in there, 60 is in there. Adam Pichette, Corey Sosnowski. Good job of blocking up the middle. That'll make it second and 9 with 5:37 to go here in the second quarter. North Huron Warriors moving some defense around last second here. We're going to have a split receiver out on the left side for the Deckerville Eagles. full backfield, handoff on the right side, and another tackle broken, just about had him there. Number 24, Kendall Pulaski, had him in the backfield, but just couldn't. Number 4, Ryan Stone, wrapped up.
Yep, check that. I think that was 74, Adam Pichette again. He had him in the backfield there. I don't think I see 24 out there, but he was in there and slowed it down from being a touchdown, I'll tell you that.
Well, he had some room on the right side. You know, if they'd have stopped him in the backfield on the plus side, it did slow that running back down enough to get the rest of the Warriors over there to make the tackle. And a real nice tackle this time getting in the backfield. There's number 74 as he tears it up. Adam Pichette. That's what we've been looking for all night. Finally, we see it. We see one of the North Carolina Warriors in there wrapping his arm around him, and he just, he threw spun Stone around about 3 times and put him to the ground.
Yeah, he did. But he, like you say, he wrapped him up. Not only did he get in there quick, but he finished it off. And that's what these guys have to do.
4:17 to go here in the second quarter still. Score of 16-0, Deckerville Eagles. Now the Eagles will be punting for the first time. And the kick's going to go right out of bounds on the 42-yard marker with 4 minutes to go. North Huron with the ball.
And now North Huron is going to start out with some decent field position and have to feel pretty good about themselves after forcing that punt on defense.
Well, it's good to see them. You know, they have to feel good about themselves. They've been getting run all over here for the first quarter and just missing a ton of tackles. You know, if they weren't missing the tackles, we wouldn't be at 16-0. But just some fundamentals, I'm sure Coach Fisher will get that straightened out at the halftime. At least somebody's going to get a good talk about it because it's pretty easy to. Here we go, out of the I formation, over on the right side. Handoff's going to go to number 30 for the Warriors and met in the backfield. Nathan Iden, going to lose a couple.
Kyle Dorr got in there real quick. He's number 8 on defense for Deckerville, and he sniffed that out real quickly.
Deckerville setting up with a 4-2-2 down on the defensive line. Number 12, Jared Philpott. 69, Cody Mosoff on the right tackle.
Boy, he's a big guy.
Boy, big boy, isn't he? Handoff going to the left side. He's got some running room, puts his head down, and will pick up a few yards. So we needed that 7-yard gain there for the Warriors.
Yeah, that was Jimmy Veers. Jimmy Veers going out there. He got brought down by, looked like that was Ryan Stone over there making the tackle. Maybe Ryan Stone and Justin Govier.
Our Deckerville Eagles looking to the sidelines, and the coach is calling out a bunch of different defenses here. As you can see, the Warriors are mixing it up, going right to left, left to right. Out of the pro set. 2 minutes, 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Fake handoff on the right side. It's going to be a quarterback keeper, but you know what? That looked like a busted play, because if that was a fake, there was no running back over there to fake it to him.
No, it looked more like everybody left and Shane Maurer was left by himself.
Yeah.
And yeah. He ran for his life. He tried to break it up the left side, but Justin Govia, number 20, was there again and drove him out of bounds.
Well, Shane did a good job, though. He looked and saw there was no running back there, tried to get the fake off. Maybe a fake pitch, but there was nobody out there. So here we go. We're going to be kicking the ball away, North Huron Warriors. And the Eagles put somebody back to return the punt. Nice kick. Taken on the 24-yard line, returned down the right side. Off the 30, tackle missed, and the Eagles will take the ball down to the 36-yard line.
And Dalton Gallick on that tackle, and he did the same thing that we've been saying they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
He got his hands on him, and he didn't let go until he was down.
Good tackle. Good tackle, good kick, good return. With 2:20 to go in our second quarter. 102.1 FM, WLEW Sports. Kurt Dammerl along with Chad Knobloch bringing you the play-by-play tonight. Beautiful night here in Deckerville. And the Warriors go with a 4-3-1 defense. Hand off up the middle, nothing there as the back breaks it out the right side, putting his shoulder down, number 33. That's Danny Wolf, the 5'9 senior, with a big pickup. But you know, Chad, he ran it right up the middle. There was nothing there. and Danny Wolf bounced back out to the left side, and that's where he picked up about 14.